Hey there, are you ready to build a fitness business that becomes a true income-producing asset? Then I welcome you to the Fitness Business Freedom Show, brought to you by Fitness Revolution. I am your host, Justin Hanover, and we have over 15 years of experience building thriving fitness businesses, and we are committed to sharing our knowledge and expertise with you. You can expect to hear proven business foundations and frameworks, success stories from our coaching partners, and guest experts to give you straight answers for your biggest questions. Doesn't matter if you have an online business, fitness facility, or operate as an independent trainer, you are in the right place to grow your business and create the personal freedom you desire. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Justin Hanover, success coach with Fitness Revolution. Before we dive in and bring on today's guest, I wanted to share a little about what you can expect to hear and who I have joining us today. So today I have the pleasure of speaking with David Crump and Joe Drake. First, we'll share a little bit about David. David is a personal trainer, industry-recognized speaker, fitness business strategist, and the COO of Axiom Fitness Academy, one of the premier personal training schools in the United States. He is also the former training and content manager for Fitness Revolution, where he oversaw continuing education and all things startup related. In addition to helping fitness professionals start and grow their fitness businesses, David also works behind the scenes with leading fitness brands to identify and capture new opportunities. Now, Joe is an experienced educator, coach, and entrepreneur with over 15 years of experience in the industry getting results. As the CEO of Axiom Fitness Academy, a hands-on fitness education company in South Florida, Joe helps aspiring fitness professionals go from getting certified to finding success in a competitive industry. In addition to mentoring other trainers, he still sees clients and consults for industry brands like Technogym and the National Strength and Conditioning Association. Joe holds a master's degree in exercise physiology from Florida Atlantic University. Now, within our conversation, we dove into the major issues in the training space for new people coming in and how they are developed and how they're majorly under-focused, basically, and how we tend to just focus more on experienced trainers and coaches and developing them rather than new people coming into the space. And this is so important for gym owners because the quality of your service and business comes down to your team. And Axiom is making it easier for gym owners by making sure the training knowledge is solid as well as the business side. If you have a team, then you will want to pay attention during this conversation. So without any further ado, let's bring on Joe and David. Today's episode is brought to you by Fitness Revolution. So you started your fitness business and you've been in the game now for a few years. You might have even seen some good growth over those years, but now you feel stuck. You feel like the momentum you once had just isn't there and you don't know how to get it back. Should you be focusing on your marketing, your sales, or your team? What is the next bottleneck to focus on that will allow you to break the chains holding you back? And that is a great question. And one of the biggest skills as an owner is to be able to understand and identify the next biggest issue to keep the business moving forward. This is exactly why Fitness Revolution has created our proprietary needs assessment to allow you to quickly see where your business stacks up and receive immediate feedback on what to focus on next. It's a quick 10-question assessment that will be able to provide valuable feedback to get past sticking points and hit your next goal. Whether you are stuck or feeling frustrated with your current progress or just want to dial in what's currently working, this assessment is the next step to making that happen. So I invite you to head over to the show notes where a direct link to the needs assessment will be and you can easily access it there. Now let's jump into today's show. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it with me and sharing your insights to help other gym owners out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
Definitely.
So I thought it'd be good to give some perspective first to our listeners as to what that 1,000-foot overview is of how Axiom Fitness Academy came to be. So whoever wants to take it off first, maybe Joe.
Yeah, no, you know, I had the opportunity without going back into the whole life story. You know, me personally, I found a passion and a love for teaching and education. And back in the days when I was working in the university environment overseeing recreation, I saw how pivotal that process, the training process that we had in-house was in creating great teammates. And so, me personally, I had left to, enter into the private industry, open a facility, around the same time, just kind of had the awareness and the desire to continue that, in the sense that that was going to be the best way for us to continue to grow and train trainers in the area for us as a facility, for other partner facilities. And so it really kind of started out of that. You know, it was my opportunity to get into educating, which just, like I said, I just found a love for, probably even more so than training. And then selfishly, as we were starting the facility, it was just kind of our best way of really grooming and finding the best people and continue to bring them in-house. And along the way, fortunately, I had gotten to meet Dave, and we weren't quite working together yet on Axiom, but he kind of was always like a behind the scenes character as well. So it's only fitting and I think fun and full circle that we're sitting here on this podcast now talking about it.
Yeah, no, it's funny how things work out and bring people together for different things. So it was more just like kind of like you got pushed in this direction because that was like your natural skill set, if you will, to be more in the instructor role with other trainers rather than, like you said, working hands-on with clients.
Yeah, at the same time, I was working hands-on with clients, still working hands-on client with clients even to today. And just found that for me, it was the perfect complement. Not only along the way, it made me a much better coach and trainer to be teaching so much and in that aspect. But, I did find that I think me personally, I had a great way of breaking things down simply for trainers, especially people just trying to get started. There's just so much going on when you first get certified and you start trying to work with clients and you're trying to put everything together. And so I found it, fun to really help people break those things down and get into those first couple of years. So I just found that that was kind of my sweet spot in training. And I also just saw that just seemed to be where no one else was really spending a lot of time. So many people at later stages in the industry that I was, following and aspiring to be like, but no one really speaking directly to the brand new trainer. So I just saw it as an opportunity as well. I knew there was a little bit less, competition in that area. Education is always a great industry to be in if you're doing it right. And so, just something that I got in around the same time.
That makes sense. David, where did your path come into this?
Yeah, I think Joe and I have a little bit of a similar background in that we've been involved in a lot of different areas of the industry. Originally I came from big box gym atmosphere in management, area management, opened my own studio. Been a trainer for a long time, and I've always been into personal development, getting more education, continuing education. But I think I had a lot of the same issues that Joe did when I had my studio, and even when I was working in a big box environment. Essentially, it's really hard to take someone that has just become certified and get them to be able to serve your needs as an employer, because there's just this big gap and there's just not really a very good defined endpoint where we can say like, okay, here's where the typical trainer is starting. We find it all over the board. And, as Joe mentioned, we had worked together on countless projects and share a lot of the same passions. And I had an opportunity to get involved in Axiom probably about a year and a half ago. So I was really excited to do that. But I think Axiom exists mainly for one significant reason, and that's because the way that trainers typically get certified and educated doesn't really serve anybody, right? It doesn't serve the trainer because they don't really get what they need to succeed. And we know that based on the statistics of how 90% of trainers end up quitting or leaving the industry within 18 months, which is just terrible. Yeah. It doesn't really serve the employer, right? Because they're not really prepared to do the job, at least not in the capacity that we need them to or near that capacity. And it really doesn't serve the industry either because of that statistic. Clients aren't getting people that really could be awesome trainers because they're leaving because they get frustrated and they don't know how to sort of cross that gap. And so the clients are also missing out, which means that we're not helping as many people as we can and not in the way that they should be helped. So realistically, the state of new trainer education, the only person that the traditional model is serving is the organizations. And unfortunately, that's not really the way we need to push forward. And so I think that's truly what we're trying to fix at Axiom and create an opportunity for people to get that type of education that they need and to help all of those other people involved in that, from the employers to the clients. So everybody wins, right? That's what we're really all about.
No, that makes complete sense. And that's, I mean, from my days of when I was running my facility, that was always one of my biggest pain points. And it's almost like it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you're going to have to find a new trainer, because it's just like you go through, so it's just like that revolving door. And it's frustrating because I think a lot of people get into this space with this a wrong perspective of what to expect and what it's really about. And I think they get into it for sometimes like, oh, it's just, it's cool. Like I'll train some people and make some money and that would be that type of thing. But obviously, as we know, it takes a lot more than just that type of mindset and everything. So it's, I love the perspective. So do you feel like that's like kind of like one of your biggest things that you guys are going against is that mentality of people who are getting into the training space for just like a fun thing to do versus actually making this a career?
I truly think, I really think that it's a lack of knowledge and awareness. I mean, from the grand perspective of understanding of how to even get into the industry. I mean, I'm on the phone with people literally every week who some are a little bit further down the path. Like they understand, they've researched a few certifications. They know it's certification, but they still have very little idea like what it looks like. Is this going to allow me to do this? And then there's a vast majority that, you know, we get on the phone and connect with, and they really have no clue. The industry, it's not very clear how to get started, which obviously that's probably why so many people get in and fail. The expectations are not really set. Because again, you got these organizations wheeling and dealing, throwing out Black Friday sales, getting people to commit and get excited. And then they get in there and they're like, holy cow, this is a lot, right? This is like the real deal. And you know, everyone listening, I know, probably knows that. You're like, yeah, of course it is. This is a serious industry and we provide a lot for people, but people don't really understand that. And it just continues to make this, what I see is just this larger and larger gap. Lots of people getting in and getting certified, maybe never taking their exams, never getting to the point where they're training clients and having a job. And then you end up having this like volume funnel where we got a couple hundred thousand people a year getting certified. And how many end up actually to the point where they're working with clients? I mean, I wish I had the exact number, but I guarantee you it's a pretty astounding statistic, because to get to that point, it is challenging. There's so much work. There's so much mentorship and growth. And people who are listening right now and individuals like us, like we found our way there because we were going to find our way there. It wasn't that the path was great. Mm-hmm. And the challenging piece beyond that is like, then those people, us, for example, we become gym owners. We become studio owners. No one's trained us how to train people. No one's taught us how to create or how to narrow that gap. And so then even our expectations with the gym owners that we work with, you know, they expect people to come in at a high level of training, but want to pay at a low, like an entry level, right? So the business almost can't even support the level of trainer that people want in. So it's just this crazy cycle versus understanding that it's a challenging long route, but like there's going to have to be a learning and a mentorship and growth process built into your gyms. And that really, to me, that's really where I think that we continue to provide value for our partners here in South Florida and where we want to. The certification is one thing, but we all know that's just the driver's license. And then there's the gap in between that and the expectations. And I mean, the more we talk about it, the bigger the list gets. but I'll just to reiterate, I think he's right on point, is the fact that like we kind of, everyone's known that we have somewhat of a broken education system, but no one has really done anything about it, or it doesn't financially serve most organizations to change much. And so nothing changes. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And once people find out we exist, they're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I wanted to do. But they just, you know, they didn't know. And it's very rare. There's not a lot of places out there in the country or even, you know, even internationally that are doing what we're doing for coaches and trainers to get started.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like it definitely has been something that's left up to the individual to be hungry enough to go and seek some type of avenue, whether it's an internship or working under somebody or something, to get that experience to eventually be able to do something with it. So in terms of like what the options that you guys are that are out there right now for people to get into the space, what specifically do you guys feel is like most broken with it? And then how is Axiom like addressing it with your process?
Yeah, I would say that like the one thing that's good about like sort of the state of getting certified is that there's a very low barrier to entry. I say that it's good. I think a lot of people, maybe even people like watching this or listening to this podcast, might disagree. There's a lot of people that think that the low barrier to entry is actually bad, like it's watering down the industry, or that people should have like a college degree to be able to get in. And I disagree. I think the low barrier to entry is really important because it's gotten us to this point of creating all of these good opportunities for people that are great trainers but don't have a college degree. I think the problem is when you get to a position of owning a gym or being a manager and hiring people, you aren't able to realize that like you got there through all this hard work, but like this isn't everybody's experience, right? Like you are probably one of the few that's gotten to this position, not because of the way things are, but in spite of the way things are. And you don't realize that not everybody who's going to be a great trainer is going to be able to do those same things. So I think that what we're providing and what we think is probably the most important for people is two things. Number one, a solid foundation. Imagine if you could end up or you could predict where trainers would end up after some type of like process of getting certified or getting a base level of education. I think that that's the first most important thing. Right now, people are going to go through all these different ways of getting certified or different modes, and they're going to be in very different places. But if there was kind of a uniform endpoint where everyone else could say like, okay, like I understand where this person's at. This is this base level of information and they're at this place. We could create a better pathway for taking them to where they need to go, right? But because we don't have that, instead, everybody's just trying to figure out like, okay, well, what can I do to band-aid this situation? So what we're doing is ultimately creating a more uniform place where we're leaving trainers after they're done with us. And we're fortunate because we get to work with people hands-on in our, you know, in our courses right now. So we're teaching them not only the pieces that they need to get certified, but really what it's like working with clients, like the things that are going to make them successful. And I think that that's what most people aren't getting through the certification process. And that could create a lot of insight into like, here's how now I take all this knowledge and put it into practical applications so I can get a job, which is really kind of like the first big step after getting certified. And then everybody that's giving them a job or an internship needs to sort of pick up from where we left off and say, okay, I understand where your base level of information stops. Here's how I can support that because I'm making an investment into you to be better for my company so we can win together. Because most of the time, the mentorship that someone needs early on, if nothing else than just for the confidence and the knowledge of just the day-to-day, how to deal with the lifestyle, how to deal with clients and have that support, that would make a massive difference. But most of these people, they get certified, they can't get a job, or they're too nervous to work with clients and it just drops off. So once that pathway is broken, it's real hard to get back on it. And there's just not enough. There's not enough being created there in the middle to take the person from where they were left to get them to where they want to go.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. And like that, I think that's definitely a huge thing that I've come across with even people who've gone through like multiple different, like I would say like gold standard certifications, and it comes time to that place to for them to actually do something with it. They freeze up and it's like, I don't know. They're too scared to work with somebody. And then it's like this time period starts going between when they got certified. It's like 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. And then next thing you know, they're like, it's too far gone now for me to actually do something with it. So that's, and it could have been something good had they obviously had the right nurturing in the beginning to have that, that confidence built up within them. So that definitely makes sense to have that approach. And I love that you guys obviously have a hands-on, capabilities, because I think that is so important, especially with your working with the human body. It definitely helps to have that, that hands-on learning ability rather than just reading from a textbook and maybe trying to do stuff on yourself, type of thing. So I think that's definitely really important. Now, and you brought up an interesting thing before, Joe, like with the flip side of that, like of people coming into this space and then like gym owners not being able, not maybe being able to or willing to pay what they should be paying for that type of talent, and to keep them there. How do you guys feel like you have any effect on that part of it, if keeping people in the game? Because typically how it's been, if you really want to make money in the space, is you got to eventually just open up your own place and become the owner. And then that kind of, like you said, that just dilutes the pool of good trainers, because once you step into that owner role, it you have to take on a different responsibilities, obviously. So you're maybe not focused as much on the training. So like, how do you guys like maybe addressing the issue of people seeing being an actual, like a trainer as a career?
Yeah. I think, regardless of the size of your facility, I feel like as managers and owners, and, you know, from being in the owner mindset and having that experience, I feel like you kind of have to choose one of two ways or a combination of. And one way is you pay and recruit for talent, right? You pay and recruit for people who are at a high level of experience. And that's part of, you know, that's part of what your marketing is. That's part of your brand. And it's going to be a higher expense when it comes to employment, but your cost of training maybe be lower, you know, regardless. We won't get into whether that's employees or contractors. I think there's a lot of ways it can work. I think that's one route. And I think that, again, I think some people, that's their expectation. It's like, come in and prove it. You know, but I'm not going to provide any training. So I think if you're going that route, I think it's going to be a more costly employment model if you want to keep people and make it worthwhile for them. I think the other route that is, let's call it more costly with time and energy, but hopefully going to keep people longer, is that you have to be willing to either build out or to work with. I mean, again, for us, that's like what we're trying to continue to provide and help with others, is that you have to have more of a training process. Because, I mean, truthfully, anyone who's listening on here who is involved in a small facility, studio, anything less than 10,000 square feet, you've probably experienced the fact that training someone from within can be a really good route of breeding great rock stars inside of your, you know, your training team. And, you know, it is a different mindset. And I say I could experience this even as a gym owner with a partner who, you know, again, we continue to, as we bring in new people, see the opportunity and say, hey, I found someone. They've got the right stuff. They've got the right personality. They have the right things. I can never teach anybody, but they are starting at a ground zero. And being willing to say, okay, I'm going to create enough context and training and have the patience to bring them along and create that right path for them. I think for a lot of facilities, that can be a great route, because the hardest things to teach and to keep are your culture, are people who want to be a part of your brand. And so you find people, I think for many places, you find people who have that, like they love it. Maybe they have their own transformations inside of your model, your brand, and then you teach them how to be trainers. And to me, I think that's a much easier route. I can teach those things. And we've done it time and time again with our staff. We've done it for other facilities, but it's a different recruitment model, you know, from a training standpoint. And so I don't think either one's right or wrong. I see facilities succeed both ways, but I think it just depends on where do you want to put your money and your time and deciding that's the route you're going to go. If you want to keep people. And then I think some of it is like, you're just not going to keep everybody, and that's okay. If you're going to be a small business owner or even a large gym, you have to be okay that you're going to train people well enough that they might leave. But if you train them well enough, maybe they won't, right? They want to be a part of it and stay. And I think that's the only way to go about it. And, you know, then you just know it's just going to be part of your revolving door, and it's part of your role in life as a business owner.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, that is a huge piece of it that, I mean, like, I guess you'd rather, like you said, put the time and effort into them and be A players while they're with you, rather than stay a constant C and maybe stay with you then. So like, whatever that time period is that they're with you, you want them to be performing at the best that they possibly can, and not just purposely underperforming because you're afraid of them leaving. So in terms of like, when it comes to like working with gym owners and getting them on like the same page, like, do you guys ever see yourselves like partnering with like gym owners too on this process of building trainers to get them on the same page with where you guys are pushing this space? Because that's something like it's what I do. Obviously I talk to gym owners from all over, and part of like the issue I see is this mindset around hiring, and they're coming from that place of seeing like trainers as expenses. They've gone through some maybe some bad situations and been burned a few times. So now they're gun shy with things. Or they just truly, I think, just maybe don't understand how to pay people. There's one guy that was where he had multiple facilities, and he was hiring for a GM, and he wanted a full-time position, wanted this guy to run all the locations, and he's only willing to pay $30,000 a year. So I was like, that's not going to work. So there seems to be like definitely a disconnect there of quality versus like what, like where the pay comes in. So I was just curious if like you guys see yourselves as like, okay, you're handling the piece of like getting people where they need to be, fundamentally and foundationally to create a career. But if we're still having this issue with where their possible jobs could be coming from, there might be still a disconnect there. So do you ever see branching into like building relationships with gym owners?
Yeah. I mean, so we have a lot of partner facilities we work with down in South Florida. I would say probably like 10 to 12 different facilities that we have real good relationships with. We know the owners, and we spend a lot of time matching our grads up with our partners, personality wise, and maybe to like help match them with the type of clients and the culture at their facility. And we think that that's important, number one, because we know how hard it is to find, you know, great employees as a facility owner. So we're doing a lot of work trying to match people the right way. And we have a lot of things in process right now where we're trying to work out where we can actually help the gym owners onboard those new team members and give them a bit of a sort of a script in sort of like the education that they're going to need from here to get them to where they need to be an operating member, running classes, you know, doing stuff at the front desk, selling training, stuff like that. This is all the stuff that unfortunately, managers and owners of facilities typically don't take the time to work with on people. And I think that that's probably the first thing here. I mean, there needs to be ownership on both sides. It's very easy to say like, oh, there's no one good out there. I'm interviewing all these people. They don't know anything. They don't know how to sell, you know? And the fact of the matter is like, you can't expect someone that just came out of school to know how to do all of these things, especially not at the level you do them. And so gym owners spend so much time and effort crafting the perfect programs for their clients, but they spend almost zero effort crafting the perfect program to teach other people how to run that system. And I think that this is the big misstep, right? Like I said, there needs to be some ownership on the gym owner as well and say like, hey, listen, I know that this is not maybe what I'm good at or how I want to spend my time, but this could be one of the biggest and best investments in my business, like Joe was talking about. And I think that we would love to create some solutions or at least some assistance in that realm for gym owners. But there still needs to be, I think, more of an industry-wide acceptance of like, I'm probably not going to find the perfect person in every way for this position. So I also need to do some work on my back end to make sure that whoever I bring in, as long as they're close enough, I can get them to become a rock star. And, you know, like I said, we're part of that equation and we want to be. But I think the other part that needs to be like an educational aspect to people that are running the facilities that like, hey, this is what you also need to expect. We can help you identify, you know, where somebody is at and sort of the steps to get them there, but you still need to put in the infrastructure to make sure you can get them there. Otherwise, they're never going to be who you want and need them to be. And, you know, to address your statement about, you know, how gym owners don't typically want to pay people a lot of money. You mentioned someone specifically $30,000 a year. I think a lot of that challenge comes down to if you want to be a gym owner that has multiple facilities and have someone literally do most of the legwork for you, your job is also to create enough revenue to be able to pay that person or to attract the right person that's going to do a good job there. Because if you do hire somebody at $30,000, you can almost expect that they're probably not going to live up to your expectation. Right. So I think we just need to come at this from the right angle and understand, like Joe said, listen, some people are going to want to be part-time trainers and that's perfect. There needs to be people with different interests and in how much time and effort they want to put into the industry, specifically so people like gym owners don't always have to try and find someone that's full-time. They can have one or two people at a part-time, someone that's full-time, and then maybe someone that's on track to management. Not all of your employees should be like management track employees. Otherwise, you're going to spend a ton of money. And it's likely that a management track employee is probably someone one day that may want to go off and do their own thing. And that's okay too. But there's a heck of a lot of good twos and threes out there that will work for you and build you a great business that probably don't want that responsibility. Your job is also to identify what kind of positions you need inside your team, right? When you're going to hire. And so it's not always getting like the best person out of the bunch who's going to do everything for you, because your job as the business owner is still to run everything, right? As soon as you hand that off to somebody, you are putting yourself in a position to now not really control what the outcome is going to be anymore. And that's a bit dangerous as well.
Yeah. No, that's all true. I completely agree with that. I think, like what you said, there has to be ownership on both sides, is a powerful statement there, which is 100% spot on. And that's the angle that it needs to be coming from. So in terms of your Axiom's program exclusively, I think it's an 8-week program, correct?
Yeah, the in-person, and you know, we've worked with some small groups and inside and outside the US from a digital standpoint. We have some more opportunities coming on online in the next year, but for the most part, I mean, our primary business is this in-person here in South Florida. It's an 8-week program, and it's built around, you know, because again, most people getting into the industry, again, it's all over the board, but you have a really, really large number of individuals who are already working part-time and full-time. They're trying to find a way to get into the industry, whether they want to do it full-time down the road or they love it, they fall in love with it, there's just so many reasons people get into fitness. And so we built it around weekends because that is a large percentage of students who are seeking us out. Those who they want help, they want to get into it, they want to do it the right ways. And so we've built it around that 8-week process. And it's still, I always say it from day one, it's a launch point. 8 weeks goes by so fast, and I wish I had 8 months, you know, but then it would be such an astronomical amount of money that people might not be as willing to do it. So we found this is a really great time period to build confidence, to get them to a point where it's like, we want to get you training as quickly and safely as possible, because I know that is going to be what sets them apart, is just getting that experience level. And getting to that point with confidence, knowing they've got the support of others around them. And I think it's a much better launch point and success point for them as well. And then everything else that comes after that, you know, like Dave was talking about, stuff that we're working on, the partners that we pair people with, you know, being real strategic, knowing, you know, because there's a lot of different student personality types that come through, and some of them will thrive in a contractor, like high expectation environment. Some of them, like, they're great for that. And then others, not at all. They need to be in a team environment where they're getting funneled opportunities and clients. And so we try to help do that for them and for the business owner, so that way we're creating better matches from the beginning.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And yeah, like you said, like David said, the people are getting into this for different reasons and want different things from it. So yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Obviously pair them with the opportunity that best fits their ideal situation. So in terms of like the 8 weeks, can you give me give our listeners an overview of what exactly the 8 weeks look like?
Yeah, I mean, we really, you know, I always say that it's really, we have two primary objectives. One of those, without a doubt, I'm not even worried about it most times anymore, we're going to get people through and passing the NASM certification. And I've worked with different organizations, worked with NSCA, ACE, ACSM. They're all great. And NASM just has a usable model that we utilize. And they've got great materials. So we help make sure they learn everything they need to pass the exam. That's obviously everything from understanding the industry to exercise physiology, anatomy, biomechanics, you know, sales, all the basic stuff they need to do well and pass that certification. And then the other piece, which is, you know, I think as students, they may initially get in because they're like, hey, I want help passing the certification. And by the time they're done, they're like, wow, I'm glad I did this, because there's so much more than just the certification. And that's all the hands-on pieces. So of course we bring to life NASM's material, you know, making sure they understand how to go through and perform overhead squat assessments and understand how that relates to the material. But then also, as we all know, all education certifications, there's always like, hey, here's what we're learning. And then, hey, here's how it's going to look in the gym. Here's how you're going to use it. Here's how you can use this to actually probably do better with sales and connect better with clients and all the things that you just can't pick up from reading or an online, you know, textbook. So you know, those are the pieces we really spend time on throughout those 8 weeks. So that way, when they're done, they've also had the opportunity to train one another inside the class. So they've gotten some hands-on experience where they get feedback from us You know, every week they're doing something where I have found from the very beginning, if we're forced to teach other people, they're teaching one another from day one. And that just makes the retention so much higher. And then confidence as well, right? When they get out, is I want them to feel confident. If they had to get thrown in with a client the next day, they'd be like, okay, I feel good enough. I know what I'm doing. And I'm excited about this.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and that's, I think it comes back to that confidence piece of how to actually take it and apply it. The application of the knowledge is what really matters. And like I've noticed even from experience of like hiring people in the past that went more of the traditional schooling route and say like got a degree in exercise science, stuff like that. And when it came time to actually work with somebody, they were like a deer in the headlights. Like they didn't know how to handle a mom with three kids that was stressed out and she was not getting the cues of how to do the squat right. and like how to actually coach somebody through that. That's obviously something you can't necessarily learn just reading a book. So like that application and having the confidence, obviously, to apply what you know is where that comes into play. So what does the future of Axiom look like? Like, where do you guys see yourselves going from here? What's the next step for you guys? Like, do you eventually plan on expanding outside of South Florida?
Yeah, you know, I think our plans do not include any kind of specific physical expansion. I'm not really sure that that's the route we're planning to take. I think where we're looking to go and we're, you know, in the process, as Joe alluded to earlier, is taking the course that we deliver in an in-person atmosphere and adjusting it to fit more of an online type scenario. Most notably, our next iteration of the course, which we plan to launch this year, is what we call our hybrid version, where someone will go through the same exact learning materials that we provide our in-person students online. And then there'll actually be some additional practical modules where things that we might typically do on the weekends or practice coaching and things like that, that'll be done in a pretty unique way delivered online. And then all of those people that complete the course that way will have an opportunity to come down to South Florida and spend 2 or 3 days with us to really cement that knowledge and once again, have that in-person experience where they'll still get almost the same amount of time that the 8-week students do, but they'll just get it in a more compressed time frame. Right? They'll get it over the course of 2 to 3 days as opposed to 8 weeks. But we still feel like that's going to be a strong enough way for people to be able to get the information that they need and achieve sort of that uniform level that we're trying to create as far as like where a student ends up at the end of the course. And we're also hard at work on doing some other things, is creating some back-end continuing education where we'll actually create a curriculum for 6 months that follows our program, where everything that we didn't get to cover in our, you know, original course will get delivered over the course of the next 6 months. You know, things about like some of the basics of business that we're not able to really spend a whole lot of time on in the course, like marketing and sales, just, you know, really foundational stuff that people are going to need. And that's going to make the business owner of wherever they go and work feel a lot better knowing that like I'm not teaching them all new concepts. They have an understanding what these concepts are. My job now is just to refine what their understanding of the concept is and how we put it into practice. And we think that that's going to be sort of the critical part of making that nice smooth transition for both parties. And if we can get that out there, then I think that we're going to make a much bigger difference for everybody involved that way.
Yeah, no, I'm listening to this, like what your plans are. And I can see this like being an awesome outlet for gym owners to be able to have like set the foundation from the beginning of like sending like a new coach to work with you guys. And it's like you guys take on essentially, if you will, kind of like the onboarding process of getting them to a place where now the owner can do something with them and not have to worry about starting from ground zero. Especially what you said, like on the other side of things too, of understanding marketing, sales, and not necessarily that they're going to be 100% responsible for those things, but having some mindset around it definitely helps the owner a lot of being able to do whatever it is that they need them to do within the business. And then I think they understand better why the owner wants them to do these things. So it sounds like it's going to be building like a great partnership and resource for gym owners to start establishing their team and building stronger team units, and having a higher knowledge base and performance level, rather than having to take on that burden completely by themselves.
You're right on. And I think that's just to speak to that too. I mean, you know, David and I individually and then collectively have been a part of so many coaching programs, so many different organizations throughout the country, you know, like, and so really being connected to hundreds and hundreds of gym owners at different times and knowing that this is everyone's problem. And, you know, that's a big motivator behind us doing what we're doing now is I really think it is that opportunity to help solve problems for them and for the people getting into the industry, which is just super exciting for me. Because I know it's like you said, if we can offload a little bit, you know, gym owners, there's so many responsibilities, so many things. I know it's like, there was plenty of times where we were under training our staff while we were driving revenue and other things. And so I would have willingly said, yes, please, like have someone help me here. And so I'm excited about where we're going with everything.
Absolutely. I think you guys are on a great path, and there definitely is a need for what you guys are doing. Yeah, cause like you said earlier in the conversation, like just really isn't there. And like, there really isn't a care for that new person, just starting out. It's after the fact. Let's help you there. But like, okay, what about getting into the space and making sure that you have a fighting chance to make something of this? So I really like the path that you guys are going and your place in the industry. And as we work towards wrapping up the conversation, I always like to, as I mentioned to you guys before, to kind of end on some, whether it's words of wisdom, inspiration, whatever you guys feel that a gym owner, say like coming to you right now from your perspective, needs to hear most.
I'll lead off, and mostly because I think I have had the wrong mindset what I see now is potentially the wrong mindset at different times when it came to hiring staff. And it's, you know, it's less about people coming in my mind now. It's less about them coming in and having to prove themselves to you because you had to do it to somebody else, right? It's this old school industry mindset that especially this younger and younger generation, millennials, and they need, and they're looking for this development and mentorship. And I think the facilities I see, and I see a lot, there's so many amazing places here in South Florida and around the country, the places that do the best, they are treating it just like they're marketing and recruiting for customers. They are marketing and recruiting for staff, and they have a robust process around making sure that they come in, they fall in love with the organization, and they continue to get the training and development that they need in order to want to continue to be a part of the team. So that was like probably a long statement, but I think it's less about them proving it to you. And honestly, it's more about you proving it to them.
I love that.
Geez, how do you fill up to something like that? No,
you can't. You can't.
No, you know, Joe's completely right. You know, and I think what Fitness Revolution is doing, what we're doing, I think what we're all trying to do is create more predictable outcomes, right? Like, that's how I look at it. You know, if you want more predictable outcomes, then you need to work with people that are helping to create the solutions to your problems. I mean, this is a problem, and I personally feel way more comfortable investing money and time into something if I have a pretty solid feeling that it's going to give me the outcome that I want, right? And so I think that, like, you need to look at building a team as not just like another thing to do, right? Checking off a list. It needs to be looked at as probably one of the most important things to do. You know, I know that as a independent fitness business owner, it's like you never have enough time, and you're always time trapped, you're always stressed. And I think there's also a need to like do it fast, right? But it's a marathon, not a sprint, building a business. And I can say that, you know, having been a fitness business owner, having consulted fitness businesses, and now even in this business, we're still like learning new things all the time, right? It doesn't just happen overnight. You can be a very seasoned business person, but it's going to take time, and you have to be willing to take the steps slow and do them right. Too many people want to get there fast and are willing to do just about anything to try and cut corners. And it just doesn't work, right? Building your team and educating them and recruiting and all that stuff, it's just like your marketing. It's just like your sales. Practice, tweaking, and then building a system that you find works really well. And if we can help in any way, that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, ultimately that's what we think that our solutions are going to do for people.
Love it. I think that's a solid way to wrap up this good conversation. And I thank you, I mean, Dave and Joe, I mean, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it with us. And also, like, thank you guys for what you guys are doing in the industry. I think this is a very important and powerful thing that you guys are stepping into. And it's only going to lead to good things in the future.
Thanks, Justin. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Happy to be on.
And for those that are listening that have been really enjoying this conversation and say, like, want to learn more about Axiom and maybe like how you can maybe help them specifically or within their business and their team, what's the best way for them to contact you, or who is the best contact?
Yeah, I mean, I know Dave and I are both pretty active and love connecting with individuals. So even if it's on social media, finding us on there, that's easy. Coach Joe Drake. But otherwise, axiomfitnessacademy.com, especially as we continue to roll out some of what we talked about, be one of the easiest way to make sure you get in contact with us. You can jump on there, schedule a Zoom call or a phone call with us, and we'd love to help however we can.
Excellent. And we'll be sure to also have those links in the show notes. So if you're not in a place right now where you're able to remember that, no worries. We'll have you covered and have those links in the show notes so you can easily connect with them there. And I do hope you do, because if you feel at all inclined to want to reach out, like, that's where things open up and opportunities happen, when you take that first step and reach out, connect, have a conversation, and see what can happen from there. And last thing, I just want to thank you, obviously the listener, there wouldn't be a show if you weren't listening. So I'm happy that you're willing and looking for ways and resources to improve your business. And it's an important thing on this journey. And as we mentioned before, now that you've just taken in this information, now you have to apply it and do something with it. Otherwise, it just starts collecting that virtual dust. And that's not the point of this show. And with that being said, I look forward to having you guys join us on the next episode of the Fitness Business Freedom Show. Thank you so much and take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode on the Fitness Business Freedom Show. On behalf of Fitness Revolution and myself, we are thrilled you are looking for ways and resources to move your business forward, and we are honored to be that source for you. If you would like to receive more business building support from us, be sure to head over to the show notes and join our subscriber list and stay on top of all the industry insights that matter most to you. Now, before I close out today's show, if you found this episode beneficial in any way, I just ask you to leave us a simple review to help other gym owners find us and discover this show. Thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Fitness Business Freedom Show.